This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for September 16th. I'm Paul Plack. NASA and the European Space Agency have a new memorandum of understanding covering technology sharing. NASA expects help in composites, propellant development, and other areas from the ESA's Ariane 5 program. NASA is inviting museums, schools, and other interested institutions to start getting in line for artifacts from the Space Shuttle program, which is on track to be retired next year. China has begun construction on its fourth space launch center, its first in a coastal area. The new Hainan Island facility will support China's manned program and should be completed in 2013. Corporate Angel Network is getting more accolades. This time, the 2009 Public Benefit Flying Award from the National Aeronautic Association. Air France is planning an auction online for 380 seats on each of its first two Airbus 380 revenue flights coming in November. The flights include Paris to New York November 20th and the return flight the next day. American and Delta Airlines are expected to compete vigorously to partner with Japan Airlines, which is looking for help after losing $1 billion in the second quarter. Cessna is celebrating the 40th anniversary of the maiden flight of the first Citation. There are now 6,000 Citations flying worldwide. Augusta Westland says a third AW-139 helicopter has entered law enforcement service in Japan. And if you're looking for a used Bell Jet Ranger, we know where there's one up for auction right now, and the high bid so far is only $110,000. That's LSA money. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, CFI Tom Turner, Technical Services Manager for the American Bonanza Society, discusses the frustration of continued fuel exhaustion and fuel starvation incidents. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.